Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It is 6:45. Intelligence experts echo a Texas congressman's concern about universities hosting a group they say serves as an intelligent collective for the Chinese government. Ryan Poppy has more.
Fred Burden with the private intelligence firm Stratfor says the Chinese government set up the Confucius Institute to promote the Chinese language and culture on college campuses. He says the institute was also used to spread China's political agenda and steal academic research.
Using academic cover is a tried and true method that the Chinese like to utilize as an effort to identify potential targets that they could recruit for espionage on foreign soil.
In February, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence that the FBI was investigating the Confucius Institute. In their letter to several universities, including the University of Texas at San Antonio, Congressman Michael McCaul and Henry Cuellar urged them to end their relationships with the Confucius Institute. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, it's long been believed exercise can lower the risk of dementia. And a recently published study of 191 women who were highly fit and middle-aged decreased their risk for dementia by 88% compared to those who were moderately fit. Sam Baker talked about the results with Dr. Diana Kerwin, Chief of Geriatrics with Texas Health Dallas.
You know, women are at greater risk for developing dementia, especially Alzheimer's-related dementia, than men are. So to have something where we've got more data on women is very helpful. What was really interesting is when you look at the women that were high physical fitness in midlife, so between the ages of 38 and 60, the higher physical fitness women had a significantly reduced risk of developing dementia over the next 40 years. So they followed these women over the next about, on average, 30 years. Did memory testing, looked at their records, determined who developed dementia and what type of dementia. And then they looked at all these other factors in the women, too, as far as what was different about them besides their fitness level. A lot of them had lower blood pressure. A lot of them had lower strokes. And so for women, for anybody who's worried about their brain and memory as they get older, this really underscores what we've been looking at in research on how can people prevent dementia? What can we tell them to do? Blood pressure was a big one.
Why does blood pressure matter?
It causes stress on the very small blood vessels of the brain tissue. And the brain's very sensitive to changes in our blood pressure. And so if you're even having a slight elevation in blood pressure, it can put pressure on those really small, tiny blood vessels in the brain. They start to close off. And although you won't have a full-blown stroke, over the years, we can see those build up on your brain MRIs. And that can be correlated with memory loss.
When we're saying high level of exercise versus moderate, what are we talking about exactly?
We think high exercise or really moderate exercise to start with is about 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise where you're getting up to 75% of your target heart rate at least 5 days a week. So that's 150 minutes of exercise a week. For some people, that's, you know, depending on what their other illnesses might be, let's say you have arthritis or something, you might have to try to get that aerobic type of exercise in a pool or a good walk or a run.
Sure.
It's not weightlifting. This is more of a vascular where you're getting your heart rate up.
Why does exercise matter in staving off dementia or preventing it?
It does lower blood pressure automatically. It lowers inflammation. And inflammation, we know, is something that's of great concern as far as it might be causative for dementia and Alzheimer's in particular. And so exercise lowers that inflammation in the body, lowers your glucose, your sugar levels, lowers your blood pressure, can lower cholesterol. And then for the brain itself, we know that just there's short-term and long-term benefits of exercise. Increased blood flow to the brain tissue. The brain's getting more of the things that it needs, blood flow, nutrients, things like that. So we see some immediate effects of exercise on your brain function. And then there's definitely longer-term benefits.
I'm assuming the message from this study, though, is the earlier you start, the better.
We do think the sooner you start, the better. But there's some research that's suggesting that even if you start exercising later in life, you still can get some benefits to brain health.
And yet, with all of that, aren't there still people who weren't particularly active who still managed to get through life without dementia or dementia as late in life as the highly fit person.
Some of us are just born with a certain set of genetics. You have a family history. And so for some people, they will escape, even if they don't do any of the things we're talking about, or exercise or blood pressure control. And there's other people that do everything right and still get Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And for those people, we need other information. Like for the people that, even despite being high level of fitness, they might still get dementia, those are where we need therapies and treatments. But for anybody else, you know, you still want to underscore the benefits of this. In my practice, we do write out prescriptions for people to exercise. Mm-hmm. It's part for my practice. We believe it's part of your brain health. Even if we've already diagnosed you with a memory impairment or dementia, it's still good for brain health. We know that it slows the progression of the dementia memory loss. Mm-hmm. So it's still something that's a good idea to incorporate. And besides, it has a lot of well-being factors to it.
Dr. Kerwin, thank you for being with me.
Great. Thank you so much, Sam.